live across the sunny coast.
I did quite like that. That's tickled me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Well, hello, hello, sunny coast and Noosa. Happy Monday. Great to be with you live from Studio B in the Kentucky building, Maroochydore. My colleague and friend.
What?
Taz Taran Erickson.
What are you on about?
Live from Studio B, Maroochydore. Not feeling too well today, buddy.
No, not good. I had to rest most of the weekend too. So, yeah, taken hopefully this RV off, hopefully back on deck tomorrow, fingers crossed.
What's up with every man and their dog getting sick lately? You know,
It's everybody's getting something and they're all saying it's, you know, influenza A, or some people are getting the cove, and it's crazy. Everybody, it's just that time of year, I guess. Everybody's tired. Everybody needs a holiday. Let's just take a holiday and come back next Monday. Come on.
Done. Our boss, our CEO, looked at me with fear in his eyes today when I said I haven't had a holiday since Christmas today. He was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
What about your annual leave? I said, I know. I need a holiday. Let's book one.
Stop declining my leave, mate. Stop declining my leave and I can have a holiday.
Absolutely. But no, good on you, Tazzy, for pulling through. You've done it with good reason, because today's going to be a fun show. We're giving away another spot to the Kid Grand Prix, which is going to be happening this Friday at Hyped. I am going to be taking on the Kids of the Coast in Mario Kart, baby.
Yeah, if you're 12 and under, we want to hear from you. And if you're really good at Mario Kart, we need to knock Ellie down a few pegs, all right?
I was practicing all weekend, I'll have you know.
Were you actually? Who are you playing as?
Yoshi. I've stuck with Yoshi. My partner Dan thinks I should switch characters.
Yes.
But I think I'm going to stick with Yoshi.
Okay, why? Is there a reason?
He thinks I need to go someone a little bit bigger, because otherwise I'll get hip and shouldered off the course.
By some 12-year-olds?
Yeah.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, all eyes have been on Paris across the last week and a half. None more so than the eyes of Ellie from Ellie and Taz. You're obsessed with France at the moment.
Obsessed is probably an accurate word to use. I have dedicated hours and hours and hours of my life to watching Paris. I like a bit too much.
You've given up sleep for this.
I've given up sleep. I've given up training at the gym. I've given up social engagements. I stayed home.
Your boyfriend, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't seen you in a week.
It got in the way. Friday night, I was torn because my AFL team, the West Coast Eagles, had their first win in 10 weeks on Friday night. I had to give up my watching of Paris to watch the AFL. I was so torn.
I don't think the Olympians will forgive you, honestly.
No, absolutely not. No, I'm their number one fan. But there was a moment that happened. I think it was Friday night, before the footy kicked off, of course. I was watching the athletics, the track and field, and the mixed 4x4 relay, right, where four people, two men, two women, race 400 metres around the track in a relay. Amazing event. I love that event because it's a bit chaotic. There was a Dutch runner, a woman named Femke Bol, right?
Excuse me?
I was practicing her name off air, okay? Femke Bol.
Okay. 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 Well, good to know the delivery didn't work on air either, so that's good.
Femke Bol and Mickey Mouse are the same person, okay? So she ran this last leg of the relay, absolutely stormed home to win gold for the Netherlands, and then she got interviewed afterwards. Have a listen to Femke Bol.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running into 50, so I knew I had to go out fast.
For context, I have the real Mickey Mouse. You want to hear the real Mickey Mouse?
Oh boy, I can't wait to be a great big hero. We could work really hard and prove ourselves.
Dare I say, Femke Bol is more Mickey Mouse than Mickey Mouse himself.
Did you hear when they interviewed silver medal? Because it was Pluto, I think. Or maybe it was Goofy.
Must have been. Ellie
and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
On 91.9 CFM,
it's Ellie and Taz's Kids Grand Prix. Thanks to Hyped, the ultimate kids venue. Hyped.com.au.
Let's go!
Yeah, I played a couple of hours over the weekend just to get myself prepped and ready for this Kids Grand Prix Mario Kart race that's happening this Friday at Hyped in Maroochydore.
Is it true or is it false that you and your partner Dan play Mario Kart to choose, like, to decide who will cook dinner that night and who does the dishes and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, look, it definitely has been a staple of our relationship for the last few years. The problem is he always wins. So I've kind of stopped wagering anything on it because he keeps beating me. Last night, though, he said, Ellie, is it time that I give you a few of my tricks? Given you're going into this big competition,
hang on.
Shall
no,
I teach I'm gonna... you some of my tricks?
Can I call Dan out right now?
Mm.
He's been playing against you for like 2 years.
Yes.
What, not sharing his tips with you for 2 years?
No, because he knows that if I learn his tricks, he's dead meat, you know?
Whereas, you're going to need all those tricks, mate, because you're about to verse 5 of Sunny Coast's best. We are looking for kids under 12 to join Team Taz because we need to take down Team Ellie.
Well, 10-year-old Mitchell from Bedina State School, could that be you? Do you think you've got what it takes to take me down on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah? You've been playing Mario Kart for a while, have you?
Yeah, I verse my mum sometimes.
Do you?
Bring it on, Mitchell. Who do you like to play as?
Toad.
Toad? Oh, yeah. Toad. I started my career as Toad back in the day.
It's a career.
My racing career.
Oh, yeah. Have a listen to her. Lewis Hamilton's on the line, everyone.
Toad's a little baby. Toad's a very small character, so you can hip and shoulder Toad quite easily. But okay. I won't do that to you, Mitch, obviously.
Just remember that he's 10. Remember he's 10, okay, when you are hip and shouldering him. Just remember he's a kid.
Do you have a favourite track, Mitchell?
Probably Toad Harbour.
Keeping with the Toad theme.
Leaning into it. Mitchell, we'll see you this Friday at Hyped, mate. Let's take Ellie down, all right?
Yeah.
There we go. That's fighting talk.
You got any trash talk for me, Mitch? Anything, you know, any words of competitiveness you want to sling my way?
You're going down.
I'm going down. You're going down. Whoa. Something just awoke in me. Mitch, you just awoke something in me.
Remember, he's 10.
I didn't know I had.
Remember, he's 10, Ellie. Okay. I mean, he's probably your height, but he's 10.
All right, Mitchell, we will see you there on Friday. And the kids of the coast, there are still 2 more spots up for grabs. So if you want to come along, make sure you're listening tomorrow.
This is such a sought-after comp. We are getting messages left, right and centre from mums saying, we cannot put up with these kids not getting in. They need to get in. They are hassling us. When are you playing it? We'll be playing it tomorrow and Wednesday, okay, Sunny Coast? If you're 12 and under, 2 more chances to join Team Taz.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Taz live from his bedroom at the moment because he's got the flu or the COVID or one of the
above. Yeah, welcome to 2024. I know. As soon as you're unwell, any sort of symptoms, you get a day off, which is great. But we have found a loophole, you and I, because last time you were sick, you were from home. You did the show from home.
Mm-hmm.
And you still got paid for it.
Yeah, so, no sick leave up in here. Nice. Don't you worry about that.
Nice little loophole.
Hey, in your absence, Tazzy, I've got someone warming the chair, and that person is our resident Gen Zer. Our young person. Her name's Danny. She's our receptionist. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Ellie.
I'm actually glad I'm not there because she scares me. Every time
scary.
We come in Sunny Coast, because she's our receptionist, every time you and I arrive, she goes, oh, wouldn't have worn those shorts, but okay.
She's savage. But it's kind of good. We need this in our lives, Taz, because we're no longer the young, cool generation, okay? There's a younger, cooler generation, and they are coming for us, which is why anytime I catch wind of something not being cool anymore, I like to run up past Danny because she...
What about when you pass wind?
Danny, don't laugh at him, okay? Don't give him the satisfaction of laughing at his crappy gags, okay? So something's come across my desk, Danny, that I need your thoughts on. Apparently, Gen Z are now coming for people who wear high heels when going out to the clubs or the bars. Thoughts? Are high heels cool or are they out?
I personally like to wear heels out. I feel like it makes the outfit look more classy.
Okay.
I actually think it's more so the other way around where like millennials and like mostly mothers, like I'm talking like older generation.
Oh, here we go. Careful, Danny.
Don't come for the mums.
No, hate it all.
Don't just hit all mums
no.
at once.
Guys, seriously. No. It's literally that... It's that, like, they prefer comfort over, like, fashion.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
So they prefer to wear something like sneakers out.
Mate, that's me. That's me to a T. I am a comfort over fashion girly and I am okay with it.
See, case closed then.
See, Sunny Coast, and I'm sorry for all the mums out there that are getting attacked now by Danny. This is what we have to put up with every day. She's like this. She's just a loose cannon.
Oh, my God, I'm not that bad.
No, but the thing is, right, I'm kind of torn with this one because I am so happy that heels are out because growing up, when I was 18, 19, 20 going to the clubs, you could only wear heels. You couldn't get in anywhere if you weren't wearing heels. And my poor feet suffered. So now I'm like,
You couldn't get in? Hang on.
Yeah, there were dress codes.
Were they turning you away?
Yes. At the clubs I grew up going to in Perth, there were dress codes.
Is that why I was being turned away? I wasn't wearing heels.
Danny? Do we think that's why Tazzy was getting turned away?
Could be a possibility.
Could be a possibility, Taz. Could be the
Sunny Coast, they're ganging up on me. I'd like to fill out a form and hand it to HR.
All right,
but I'm at home. There's no HR here.
So where have we landed? Heels are for millennials?
No.
And heels are for Gen Z?
But yes.
Okay.
Yes. Gen Z wear heels out.
You know what? You can have them. I don't want them.
If you can't walk in them, just say that.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz, shall we play Bandel?
Let's do it.
Alrighty, the game where a song gets broken down into its parts. You need to identify the song, as do we, because we don't know the answer. It's the beauty of this game. It's the only one we get to play along like a listener.
Come back to 2019 as well, which is our wheelhouse, Chaney. Let's see. It's broken down into its instruments, drums, bass, guitar, etc. Let's go.
Alrighty, straight into it. And if you reckon you know the answer, 545-11919. You'll go in the running to win $100 to spend at Malula Bar Music, your local music superstore. Layer number one, let's hit it. I've got nothing from that.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Bit of a fun drum beat, though. If I was a drummer, I'd try and learn that.
No, when was Uptown Funk? That was earlier than 2019, wasn't it?
Yeah, I reckon Uptown Funk was like 2017, 2016 even potentially.
Yeah, okay.
All right, bass layer. It's tickling my brain a little bit, but not a lot. You know, like I'm getting tickled that I'm smiling. I'm not laughing yet.
I'm trying to think of any rock songs. Like Imagine Dragons have been out of the game for a little while. Five Sauce have been out of the game. So it's not like any of the big players. I don't know.
Oh, Five Sauce were pretty big in 2019, I reckon. All right, lay number three.
Oh. Got it.
I don't have it.
You don't have it? I'll
Jonas
give you a
Brothers?
Clue.
Jonas Brothers? No?
Yes.
Was it? Is it Jonas
yes,
Brothers?
Yes, it is.
What a man got to do?
No. Play the next layer. Play the next layer.
All right. Is it? All right. I reckon I know. Is it this one?
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for you. Well, the suckers today, Tazzy, are the Sunny Coast because no one has called through for that one. Better
Nick,
luck next time.
Joe and who's the third one? Keith?
Kevin, buddy. Kevin.
I was close.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I just want to talk about Lola Anderson, one of the athletes heading to, or actually in Paris from Great Britain. She, this is so damn cute. So after watching London back in 2012, Lola scribbled down a bit of a note. So she was a kid. And the note read, I think it would be my biggest dream in life to go to the Olympics in rowing and if possible win a gold for Great Britain. Then as you know, as you do when you're a kid, you sort of dream and then you move on, you come up with new dreams. And she threw this note away. Her dad rescued it out of the bin and gave it back to her 7 years later in 2019, just before he passed away.
Oh, no.
3 days ago, she won gold.
No, Taz. You know my obsession with the Olympic Games. And
how good.
I've cried every single day. That's yeah. That'll do it.
She watched the games in 2012. She dreamed big. She then decided to give up on that dream. And her dad goes, oh, no. And just before he passed away, gave her that note back to get her to believe in herself. And she just did. She just won Olympic gold in rowing. How good. Two or 3 days ago.
I'm not sure I can do the rest of the show. I'm too emotional from that story. There's a lot going on. I'll try and do the ATM next, but good luck, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Big weekend for a certain bunch of people down in a Brisbane State High School. I'd never been down there before, but my sister was competing in the Queensland Jigsaw Puzzling Championships.
Oh, that's right. We were going to enter.
I know, and we should have. We got there, and they had a few extra spare tables, and one of the organisers, Jason, came over, and he was like, are you going to enter? And I was like, oh, I forgot my partner. Oh. I left her back on the sunny coast.
Now, for those who don't know, we've spoken about this a bit on the show over the last few weeks. Speed puzzling is a thing. Forget what's happening in Paris. Speed puzzling is the most high-octane sport there is.
Well, no, very low in the octanes, but I think that's exactly how they like it as well. The bunch of people that they had, about 300 or 400 people turning up to compete to try and fill in this puzzle that had never been done before. First time it appeared ever in a 500-piece form, and they had to do like an Alice in Wonderland-themed puzzle. In teams of two, my sister and my mum came second.
Good job.
How cool is that?
Well done, Ericssons.
I know, they were smashing it. And then my sister, who's going to head to Worlds, which is in Spain in about 6 weeks' time, came third in the singles as well. And she was only beaten by members of her team. So it looks like I could have a gold medal, gold medalist in the family. It just won't be an Olympic gold. It'll be a jigsaw puzzling gold.
Oh, just as good. Just as good. Me.
Yeah, that's right. We're putting the pieces together.
In terms of being a spectator sport, how would you rate watching speed
God. Puzzling. I mean, I was invested. I had blood there competing. You know, my sister was like 10 meters from me puzzling and she was up on the big screen. They were filming it. It was great. But once she was done,
yeah,
it was 2 hours of just watching little old nanas put their puzzles together.
2 hours.
Oh.
Did you say
that? Well, they have three. They have 3 hours to do it. Takes my sister about 45 minutes to do it. And then the rest of the time you're just watching people just struggle along.
So,
like I would. Like you and I would if we'd
absolutely.
Competed.
Absolutely. But like I've done puzzles before, but no one's ever watched me do the puzzles with good reason. So you sat there for 3 hours and watched people put together puzzles.
No, I went outside and got some lunch.
Yeah, that's
good. I said, I'll come back, manners. Don't worry.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz. Never get